Why is it that so many of the second round picks around the NFL have not been signed?
Well, that part is easy. It's because they're going for full guarantees. And the Browns' first second round pick got that. Houston signed theirs first, and they're going for full guarantees, and that's kind of new.
Why are there so many second round draft picks not signed?
It's because they're all going for full guarantees, Ken. That's because the first two to sign got them. So they want that.
I innocent mistake. Sure. One time. What are you going to use that? Hold that against them the rest of the show?
Yes, why would I keep doing it?
Yes, he will.
Well, it was. It would be an innocent mistake if it was one time, but hey, what are you going to do? We got more audio.
All right, let's move on to a player that's been talked about recently. Seems like everybody's been weighing in on whether the Browns should sign David Njoku to an extension. Is he a Cleveland Brown in 2026?
Well, he probably has to be because of how much money he takes up on the cap, whether he's on the team or not. Right? But he has to have the David Njoku year of 2 years ago because you couldn't possibly extend him if he has last year's year. And we'll have to see what he wants and where it is.
I thought it was good.
You know, I think there's a chance that David Njoku gets 150 targets on this team.
Chances David Njoku gets signed.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
we have to see how he's going to be healthy.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Sure, like I said, I will not be surprised.
Let
me come out and say it. I am distracted. I am distracted. I'm getting texts. I will admit this wholeheartedly. I hate to say this. No,
it's the football guy.
I'm distracted because I got a thing coming up on Friday, and I didn't care about it until now. I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to happen on Friday, and this is going to be a weird experience.
What do you have on Friday?
Well, I'm having an operation done that I really can't call a surgery. Oh. Lyman doesn't want me to call
You're
it a surgery.
A surgery?
Lyman's like, you can't call it a surgery, or I don't think you can really call it a surgery. I'm going,
like,
well, I don't want to say the name for it.
You're going to be in the hospital for, what, 3-5 days?
I'm going to be in the hospital for about, what, a half an hour? Is what you said?
I think 20 minutes was pretty good.
You
as long as you don't have to wait.
Minutes?
In and out, 20, drove home.
And you're trying to call 20 minutes a surgery?
Because I don't want to say the word for it. I don't want to keep talking about it.
Well, there's
obviously
another word for it.
Yeah, I'm getting a vasectomy, okay?
No, there's another word for it that doesn't mean surgery.
What do you say?
I would just say I'm having a procedure done.
I think that sounds more serious, though.
A little outpatient procedure.
A procedure sounds
say
a little...
it's outpatient, man. There's a difference.
And then when it's over, he needs to issue a press release and say... It was successful.
I went a successful vasectomy. Well, we won't know for weeks.
You actually don't know, and there's only one way to find out if you want to give people the intimate details of what you need to be doing over the next when you heal up, what you need to be doing.
Nose
to the grindstone.
You know, I gotta find Spice Channel on Squiggles again. And got to go through all that. Yeah, I don't like calling it that. And I am distracted. I'm sorry. I apologize to Zach.
We will issue on Friday. Ken Carmen has undergone a successful testicular sterilization.
If it goes down in the morning, I'm going to call you guys on the way home.
Yeah, you'll be able to do that.
I'm going to call you guys on the way home.
So I'll tell you this. Like, this is when it started to hit. I didn't think about it at all. People would ask me about it, and I just kept putting it off. And part of me thought, because it had been moved around a couple times, I'm like, it's never really happening. So that's how I dealt with it. And then about week of, stuff got real serious.
Yeah.
You start really thinking about what is going to be going on, the whole process.
I just think this is going to be so bizarre. Because I'm going to, like, do they put a partition up, or am I going to be able to see this?
They actually do, like, 8 guys at once. You'll all be in there at this. That'd be amazing. Guys are doing a sports talk roundtable.
Well, the guy who's doing it.
Henry Ford invented a new way to do.
The doctor who's doing it is a listener.
Oh, good.
He is a listener.
Okay.
Yes. But he said there's, like, two incisions? Yeah. I think I'm getting mine done the same way you did.
Yeah.
I asked for the Lima special.
That was the one thing
exact question that Lima's asked twice today. You might as well say, hey, give me the Lima on this one, too.
So I will say, like, after my doctor got done with one side, I'm like, he's like, okay, that's it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, you could just go in there and then, you know, handle it. And then he goes down past my right foot. Walks over and goes, all right, we're now ready to start on the left side. Like, oh yeah, gosh. Obviously. Obviously, he's got to do it.
My neighbor had his wife in there. She was there for it. Yeah.
Wait.
Like he was given, like we reverse roles and he was given birth. She was in there for it. She went in.
Did they hold hands?
No, she watched.
Did she get him ice chips?
They were like, do you want to watch? And she's like, yeah, why not? And like went in there and watched. Watch the procedure.
And yeah, some people said you can watch your own. Some people.
No, I'm not watching that.
Some people think that's neat. I don't know why you'd want
it. I haven't told my father yet. He doesn't know. Well, he might know now, but he doesn't know yet. He might try to talk me out of it.
Well, okay.
I'm done. It's happening now. It's going down.
About that, there were some people in my life who were doing the, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, this needs to be done. This 100% needs to be done. And then somebody will plant that seed of doubt in you, and I don't know what that's all about.
What's the seed of doubt?
I don't know the psychology behind that.
I'm done.
I want
no more.
You know when you're done. I don't need to leave any wiggle room and have, you know, Mason have another, you know, little brother, little sister 10 years from now.
Yeah, I'm hanging up the guns, man. We're done.
Yeah, I'm already going to be, you know, using a cane at graduation. Like, I don't need to think about that.
You're old.
Yeah, you are old. You don't want to do that. So do I just come out and say what it is all the time? Or can I just procedure to me sounds a little bit more serious than what it is. Like, it's not serious enough to have a procedure or surgery or anything like that. But it's also, I don't like saying the word.
I am on Cleveland Clinic right now. It says vasectomy, procedure, recovery, effectiveness. And it's telling you how to do it all. But it's the first word. Everything is procedure.
And I wouldn't use the term pain. I did not experience pain. It was more just an odd, quick little pressure feeling.
That's what he said. He said you'll feel like he says you'll feel a short amount of pressure and then you won't feel anything.
Yeah.
And I says, okay.
And I almost was giggling through it. That was like my defense mechanism. I was like, I can't believe this is happening right now.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is something that, man, around March Madness, hey, come on, fellas, let's get them in here. It used to be a commercial in some markets. They'd have commercials trying to get people in the door for it. And it was just kind of bizarre to me. And then I'm like, now I'm washed up. I'm officially washed up. I cannot contribute to society anymore after this.
Well, somebody said, like, why didn't you get it done during March Madness? And I said, well, then it feels like it's a chore to sit there and watch the games if I don't want to watch all the games.
Right. You don't love college basketball that much.
I feel like I have to watch basketball if it happens during that time. Friday, I can do whatever I want afterwards.
Yeah.
I'll just sit there and I can watch The Godfather. I can watch anything. I can watch Beast Bowl. I can watch anything that's really out there. Yes, Owen?
Just a quick AI overview.
Oh,
procedure is a general term for medical intervention that can be surgical or non-surgical. Operation specifically refers to a specific procedure that involves altering the body.
Twitter reactions brought to you. Well, so I guess I can call it a procedure then, right?
Yeah, it's just a procedure, man.
Brandon on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Says, Ken, do it live on the air, buddy. No, I actually wanted to do that.
Yeah, our old boss,
Tom Herschel.
We were going to do it together. We were going to hold hands.
We were going to do it together. Yeah. Honest to God story. And he like pulled me aside. He goes, are you a psycho? And I'm going, no, I'll do it for on-air content. I don't care.
It would have been an all-timer for us to do it together.
The person performing this listens to the show, right?
Yes, he does.
I hope to hell he didn't listen this morning and he goes in and does the procedure, and then another person comes in 45 seconds later and goes, hey, we have a vasectomy. Gets right in there.
Okay, I do have a question.
What?
Since you there's no March Madness.
No.
It's kind of a, I don't want to use the term that radio hosts use. In fact, we were warned not to use it about this time period of the year on the sports calendar. Let's just say the frequency of events is not what it is during other
times. We've been told it's the busiest sports summer ever.
It actually was. A couple of years ago, that was
the
busiest sports summer.
Can't play that now. It's a different voice. Got to find the new voice guy.
That was an all-timer. To hear that on the air,
I stopped
it in its tracks. Mm. 120 days of no sports.
I think he did that just to do that to see if you noticed.
If that's why he did it. But since we have none of that for you to watch, and you're bringing up movies, 216-474-0092, what should Ken watch? What movies? What shows? I mean, off the top of my head, Boogie Nights.
I've seen Boogie Nights recently enough to.
I just
holds a little different context after.
This is going to be something you can't do for the next for a period of time. So, you know, get your mind thinking about that. There's the John Bobbitt story.
Oh, of course. That was a made-for-TV movie, I believe.
Yeah, you should watch that.
Can't believe Tom called me a psycho.
Any Valvinus match in the 1998?
Valvinus, that's right.
Deep throat behind the green door. Either one of those two. Matt in Painesville, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, Ken. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Matt. Go ahead.
Well, I am happy to hear that Lima had a great experience, but mine not so much. I don't know if you really want to hear this, but I'll tell you anyway.
Here come the horror stories.
Go ahead.
Here they come.
Floor is yours.
When I was sitting there at the table and had my legs up or whatever, that numbing agent they use, they started doing their little incision and stuff, and I looked at my doctor and I said, am I supposed to feel that? And he said no. And so that continued on to they finished up. I couldn't walk right for about 3 weeks afterwards.
Right.
Since then, I've had about an infection down there every 6 to 8 months. And this
was
December of 2020.
All right, Matt, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you back on
bringing
hold.
Bringing all new meaning to Painesville.
I'm going to put you back on hold. And I'm going to have you, if Mitch is listening, I want Mitch to pick up after I put you on hold because I want you to tell Mitch where you got it done and the doctor who did it. Don't say it on the air. Don't say it on the air. I'm going to put Matt. Thank you.
He's retired anyway. You're good.
Oh, he's retired. Oh, then the hell with it. Okay. Then I don't got to waste any more of your time.
You won't have him.
Okay. Matt, thank you very much for the call. Unless he wants to do a comeback tour. Unless he's want to scratch that shit. It's like Tom Brady. And I'd be the first one.
We could have him watch Orgasmo.
Oh, that's a good
great
one.
Movie. Now you're a man. That's a great movie. I mean, I watch. There's seductive parts of The Godfather at the wedding. James Caan upstairs, Sonny upstairs. I mean, that's other than that. There's nothing actually seductive in it. And Carlo and the missus. That no, no way, no sir. I'm
got one for you.
What?
Remove your clothes.
Perfect.
Or would you like us to do it for you?
Perfect. And absolutely perfect. Which he doesn't have sex in that movie.
No.
That's the weird thing about it. He's on this quest and he never gets it. He might get killed by the Illuminati, but he never gets it. So I'm distracted and I'm sorry. I apologize to Zach. I apologize. I'm probably going to do the same thing with Anthony Castrovince.
I'm excited
coming up at 9:22.
Now. I'm extra excited for the Anthony Castrovince.
All right. Coming up, we were going to get to this here, and then obviously it's taken over. Now there's a bunch of people who want to get it together here with me. Okay. I'm not going to tell. I don't know the time yet. I'm not going to tell you the place. It's coming. It's happening on Friday. It's coming around on Friday.